K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Dude, what's up? This is David.
David, you're caller 20.
This is fucking awesome.
You're going to see the Killers and Jack White and Sublime and more at the beach at Santa Monica on September 26th.
Oh, my God, this is unbelievable.
It is world famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ. What's up, party people? It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. Coming up on the show today, we have great news. We have animal stories. We have a great What's Up with Florida at the 420 Catch of the Day. That's our new music feature. And in the 5 o'clock hour, we've got tickets to the Ohana Fest. Yesterday in the 5 o'clock hour, our topic was you have a talent that nobody else cares about.
I do. My second toe is longer than my first toe.
Same.
And, yeah, you know what that means? You're sexy and intelligent. That's what my dad said, anyway.
So, okay.
Anyway.
I'm sorry, that's what your dad said?
What?
Well, no, I mean, but he had the same toe. So,
oh, gotcha. You know. Okay.
But anyway, so I can braid hair with my toes. I can do a mean pinch. And it's not like people don't appreciate it or don't care about it. It's just they don't like me to do the
right, of course.
They don't want your feet near them.
Of course they don't like it.
Kinda, yeah.
It's awful. Hey, Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
It's getting more like communism, saying we're going to do this and do that.
Men in Florida stole speed bumps. Not sure how you steal speed bumps, but he did that. What's Up with Florida is coming up on K-Rock.
A Jackson County man arrested on petty theft charges. He's free on bond tonight. Robert Watford was arrested Friday for removing speed bumps from the Malone School.
Right. You don't want those speed bumps, those pesky speed bumps around a school. What's Up with Florida is next on K-Rock. More tickets for you to go to Ocean Way. Your chance to win is coming up in just over 20 minutes. See the Killers and Jack White and Sublime and more at the beach at Santa Monica, September 26th.
From the Gators out in Tampa to the weirdos in Dade County, wise a man on bath salts wrestling a tree. He proposed to an alligator, then he stole a pink Corolla. What the? It's Kevin Ryder's What's Up with Florida.
A Jackson County man arrested on petty theft charges is free on bond tonight. Robert Watford was arrested Friday for removing speed bumps from the Malone School.
Yeah, this guy took it on himself to go remove speed bumps from the road right in the front of a school.
As News 13's Payne Gay tells us, Watford, who is a Malone town council member, admits that he did it and says he'd do it again.
Exactly how we want our council members to be acting.
Malone town councilman Robert Watford was arrested Friday for petty theft. The item he's accused of stealing, speed bumps in front of Malone's school.
All right, so he stole speed bumps in front of the school. Here he is, trying desperately to communicate what happened.
One of our councilmen took upon himself to order and put down bumper stripes at school.
This is going to be tough.
And I took it upon myself to go up there and take a look.
Watford claims that the other councilman had no authority to place the speed bumps and that no one in the community actually wanted them.
Yeah, you know how the community hates speed bumps in front of schools?
Well, I just did it for the community because it's time those bunch of idiots up there at council, on the council, they think they can do what they want to do when they want to do it.
But I'm the law in these parts, and you put down some speed bumps and I'll pull them up.
And I'm just trying to take the council back for the town because the town owns the council. The council don't own the town.
Right, what he said.
Watford was arrested following the discovery of the missing speed bumps, but he says he has no regrets.
Because I'm on the council too, so I just reverse what he did.
There are two of us, we're on the council, we don't agree. So he puts down speed bumps and I pick them up.
And they file charges on me, lock me up. But that's okay, I got done what I want to be done.
I'm all right to be in jail now that I got those dangerous speed bumps out from in front of the school.
Watford was released from jail without having to pay bail. His status on the council is not clear at this time.
It's good to see what the guy from Sling Blade's been up to. Mm-hmm. More tickets to go to Ocean Way, Jack White, Sublime, and more at the beach of Santa Monica on September 26th. Your next chance to win in less than 10 minutes on K-Rock. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
It's Susan.
Susan, you win.
I win? You gotta be kidding me.
Nope, you won.
K-Rock rocks!
You are the best. You're going to Ocean Way, which is the Killers and Jack White and Sublime at the beach at Santa Monica on September 26th. Congrats.
Awesome. I was born and raised in Santa Monica.
Perfect.
Just when you think everything sucks and the world is falling down.
The news out of Nepal is overwhelming.
This morning, views from above capturing the scale and scope of the devastation in the wake of that flooding that wiped out entire villages in Nepal and Tibet. Drone video showing homes and businesses buried in several feet of mud. Sides of buildings shorn away within moments. It's a race against time as the search for survivors goes on.
That is way more than I'm able to process, but I would like to focus in on one person that we know who's there doing good work, and his name is Josh Kim, and he's our great news. Hey, Josh.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thank you. It's Kevin Ryder. I love what you do. I'm happy to talk about it.
Thanks, bro.
Of course. Thank you for staying up. So you are a photographer for many of our bands. Can you tell us some of your history and some of the bands you've worked with?
One of the first bands I toured with is the Interrupters.
Nice.
But the band I toured with for the longest, it's the Offspring.
So you go on tour with these bands everywhere they went?
Yeah, pretty much.
And so how did you get the idea to start this foundation?
So I had the opportunity to travel with a bunch of different organizations, and I would do it in between tours. And finally, I hit a point to where I felt that I needed to do something without waiting on another organization. I just do something when I felt like doing it. And so I started my own organization.
So explain to us what that is, the Wherever You Go Foundation.
Yeah, so the Wherever You Go Foundation, what we do is we connect, we capture, and we communicate. So we connect people who need resources to those that have them.
Excellent.
We capture their story using social media, using film and storytelling, and we communicate it with the world.
And you were already on your way to Nepal before the flooding?
Yeah. I have a bunch of programs that I run out here, and then it was pretty much as soon as I touched down that the floods hit. My team here is very connected to the people that were affected, so pretty much as soon as we found out, we began trying to help those that got hit.
How do you help in a practical way on the ground?
So right now we're putting together packages. We're putting together two different packages. One is food packages. We put together rice, lentils, spices, cooking oil, things like that. And we have a package that will provide a family of four for about a month's worth of food.
Wow.
And then we'll also put together a package. We call it our sanitary package. And we have shampoo, soap, sanitary pads, things of that nature, and also will last them about a month.
And then how do you get those to the people who need them?
So at the moment, a lot of the roads are closed, so we're donating to donation sites put together by the government, and then we're working on getting actual specific government permission from local government authorities to actually come in and personally deliver stuff, just so we can ensure that things are getting to the people that need them.
So it looks, as of this morning, like there were almost 1,200 people that were dead as a result of these floods. And that's going to go higher, I assume?
Yeah. More people were being found. It's really devastating what's happening out here, man.
It's tough to hear. It's tough to read about. I didn't know anybody that was involved, but I do like to highlight people who make a difference and stand up and try to help, and you're already there. How can people support you if they want to?
Yeah, I really appreciate you, man, using your platform for good. If you'd like to get involved, you can check out our website at wygfoundation.org/helpnepal.
That is WYG for Wherever You Go, foundation.org/helpnepal.
That's correct.
All right, Josh, stay alive. Good luck.
Yeah.
You're doing good work.
Appreciate you.
And that is my great news. If you'd like more information on how to support Josh in Nepal, that is on all of our socials at KROQ. For a long time, September 26 sounded like a long time from now, but now that it's September, it's not so long. We have passes to Ocean Way, September 26th, it's Jack White, The Killers, Sublime, and more at the beach at Santa Monica, and we will give them to you in the next half hour on K-Rock. I do a podcast called Three Force Humans. It's Kevin Ryder at K-Rock with three humans, me, Kat Corbett, and Sluggo, and also a speaking ChatGPT who we hate. We do a feature called This Day in K-Rock History, where people ask us for the behind-the-scenes stories of what went on. You can get this podcast anywhere you get audio, or you can go to patreon.com/threefourthshuman. Spell that all out. It's commercial-free. And it's video. This happened a couple weeks ago. I went to the bowl, the Hollywood Bowl, to see Foo Fighters with the LA Philharmonic. So I ran into some people who were there, and they said, hey, Kevin, there was a band at Acoustic Christmas that left the stage after one song.
Oh, I remember this.
I didn't. I mean, I looked it up since then, so I can tell you what it is.
It's a revolving stage, so they got to put the next band's stuff together on that revolving stage behind the scenes. And they have about 20 minutes to get it done, because that's about how long it takes. So if a band walked off after two fucking songs, everything's screwed up.
Universal Amphitheater, I get tasked with hosting the webcast. I'm going to say this, rest in peace, Brad Arnold, but it was Three Doors Down.
Yes. Okay. Oh,
and
okay.
They weren't happy with the sound. Something was not right. I have about a half hour every time the band comes on. And I'm like, all right, you know what? I need a cocktail and maybe get a little ciggy break in there, Universal. So I leave the skybox because what could go wrong?
Right.
So I'm out in front of Universal talking to people, blah, blah, blah. Doo, doo, doo. They like drag me back in. And of course, this was the one time that the band stormed off the stage and there's nothing.
So 3 days grace left after two songs.
Three doors down.
My bad. Yes.
Three Doors Down.
Left after two songs and everybody was boo.
Yeah.
Can't imagine how you filled that time. I would love to get audio of that.
Yeah. What do you think you did? What did you think you said?
I have no idea.
Yeah. Did you sing some 3 days grace songs?
Or Three Doors Down.
Three Doors Down. Why can I get that right?
Why do you keep throwing 3 days grace under the bus, Kevin?
Third Eye Blind, whoever.
Uno, two, tres, boom.
Three Fourths Human with
Kevin Cash
and Sluggo
and AI.
Again, you can get that anywhere you find podcasts, or you can get a commercial-free video at patreon.com/threefourthshuman. Got another chance for you to win passes to Ocean Way to see Jack White, The Killers, Sublime, and more at the beach at Santa Monica, September 26th, in less than 10 minutes right here on K-Rock. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Josh.
Hey, Josh, you win. You're caller 20.
Woo! No way!
You got tickets to Ocean Way, which is The Killers and Jack White and Sublime at the beach at Santa Monica on September 26th.
Let's go, Josh.
First time trying.
No way.
Well done.
Hell yeah.
How about that? All right. It is world famous K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder with the 420 catch of the day on the way. Megan Holliday is here now with three things at four.
K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
Three things at four.
One, two, three.
Number one, the Clippers got absolutely hammered today by the NBA after an investigation found they illegally circumvented the salary cap.
Interesting.
Yeah, this is pretty wild. So here's more on that.
NBA is now coming back with a pretty severe punishment against the Clippers, the entire organization. So they say the team illegally circumvented the league's salary cap by funneling millions of dollars to Kawhi Leonard through third parties. So the Clippers owner, Steve Ballmer, has been banned from the league for a year.
Wow.
And the team has been stripped of five first round picks and fined $30 million. So like I said, that's a pretty severe punishment.
Wow, I don't think I've ever seen a punishment that big in the NBA.
I know. This is pretty bad. I feel like they had to have been so obvious with how they
did. Yeah, because you would think most teams try to play with the numbers the best they can.
I would say so. But this is pretty bad. Wow. So they really laid the hammer down on the Clippers.
At least they won all those championships, so was worth it.
Totally worth it. Number two, a 13-year-old girl named Abby received a one-of-a-kind Jimothy the Raccoon trading card that her family turned into a payday for her on eBay. And just a guess, how much money do you think that they were able to make off of this Jimothy trading card?
Where did they get the trading card?
Well, I guess that's in the story.
20,000?
All right, let's hear the story.
A one-of-one trading card featuring Seattle's viral raccoon Jimothy just sold on eBay for more than $20,000. The card was distributed by the Seattle Mariners last month during a promotional giveaway. 20,000 cards were handed out, but only one of them included a gold border. There's the lucky recipient, a 13-year-old girl named Abby. Her parents listed the card on eBay, where it received 100 bids and sold for more than $20,000. They plan on saving the money for Abby's college tuition.
Can you imagine having just $20,000 hanging around? They're like, oh, you know what? I'm going to buy a Jimothy trading card. Yeah. Must be nice. Number three, a Staten Island man is sharing his remarkable story of survival after he was struck by lightning just feet from his car.
A Staten Island man has a new perspective on life after being struck by lightning. Home security video shows the moment it happened last Thursday near Toad Hill and Windsor Roads. Thomas Fahmy was walking out to his car when the lightning hit. He was knocked to the ground, and despite severe pain and numbness, he was able to get up and find help. The entire ordeal has him rethinking his daily grind.
Just appreciate life. Life, smell, breathe fresh air once in a while, and don't let life overwhelm you.
That's good advice, right? He was treated at Staten Island University Hospital. He was released the very next day. Fahmy says he didn't have any visible burns or major injuries. In fact, he returned to work yesterday.
What? The video is so crazy because he gets struck by lightning. He goes down and then he just gets up, like, not even a full minute later, just like right away, like, gets up and he walks inside. It's crazy. So that man, I don't know, luckiest man alive, I guess.
Kidding.
I'm Megan Holiday. That was Three Things at Four on K-Rock.
K-Rock's 420
catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
This is a track from Sublime's new album, Until the Sun Explodes. It's called FTR. I don't think they've made a statement about what that means yet. People are guessing for the record. But it's Sublime, FTR, and it's the 420 catch of the day on the world famous K-Rock. FTR by Sublime is the 420 catch of the day on the world famous K-Rock. We have What's Your Story coming up in about 10 minutes. And for the best call, we've got a pretty great prize.
We're going to have a pair of three-day passes for you to go to the Ohana Fest. You're going to see Pearl Jam, Bad Religion, Fontaine's DC, and more.
The very first time I saw Somber was at this past Coachella, and he was amazing.
Seriously, same here. He was so good. And we can double up on Somber. He's going to be at Honda Center on October 9th and then the Forum on October 10th.
Tell us that story.
Okay, three novice climbers had to be rescued from Mount Shasta after admitting they relied a little too heavily on AI to plan the trip. The guys used Google, Gemini, YouTube, and AllTrails to map things out and packed food and water for what they thought would be an eight-hour climb. It took them 16 hours just to reach the summit.
Wow!
On the way down, their phone died, their backup charger didn't work, they got way off course, and one of them injured his knee. So rangers eventually found them exhausted, hungry, and thirsty after spending the night on the mountain. And the climbers summed it up by saying, "We relied too much on AI rather than our own critical thinking."
AI is so wrong so often.
Yes.
It's frightening how much that happens. And that's going to be our topic today at 800-520-1067. Is AI misled you? I've been doing that podcast for about almost 2 years with ChatGPT, and it will get our phone number right for 40 episodes in a row.
Okay.
40 episodes. And then the next one, we'll ask you for the phone number to go, "Oh, yeah, here it is." Fake area code, fake number. What?
Just gives out random numbers.
But working numbers sometimes.
Oh, my God.
We actually will call them and see. Why wouldn't you just say, You don't know.
Oh my God.
It won't do that.
I know. And I use it, you know, whenever I'm looking up what movies are coming out for the weekend. And it lies to me all the time. Last week, it made up a cast of a movie. And I had
You asked it for the cast?
Yeah. And then I went and I told it. I said, no, this is wrong. And then it goes, oh, yeah, you're right. Actually, the cast is this. And I just don't understand why it lies. It has access to everything.
Yeah. I don't know why it wouldn't be able to pull that up. I mean, except for it has access to everything on the internet, but a lot of it is BS.
Right.
The internet, I
yeah,
mean.
Yeah, so I guess so.
Maybe it's trained on BS and I don't know.
Yeah.
But AI misled you. That's what we're looking for. It could be homework, could be work, could mm-hmm. be email.
Advice of some kind?
Yeah. Yes. If you're using it for medical advice, certainly.
Yes.
It lies to you, but it also tries to make it sound like it's telling the truth.
Oh, yeah.
So when it gave us a false number, it would go, so that's it. That's the number. And you could be sure that's it. And we would go, what? I don't understand. So AI misled you. 800-520-1067.
And for the best call or text, we got your 3-day passes to the Ohana Fest going down September 25th through 27th at Doheny State Beach.
All right, AI misled you. 800-520-1067. We are taking your phone calls on AI is wrong.
909 said, I used AI to help me confirm my stomach pain symptoms. It recommended I take Pepto and that it was likely food poisoning, but to check with the doctor if it didn't get better. It did not get better. It ended up getting being an appendicitis.
Oh.
The doctor said I should have come in immediately based on my previous pain symptoms that AI said were normal.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
that's not great.
Listen to yourself, please.
No. We are taking your phone calls about AI lying to you.
626 said, had ChatGPT tell me to add bleach to ammonia for cleaning once.
Oh, no.
And I almost did it before my roommate stopped me. Could have literally died from chlorine gas because I trusted AI with basic chemistry.
Oh, my God. That is frightening.
So scary.
We are taking your phone calls on AI lied to you.
Hi, is this the AI misled me complaint line?
Yes, it is.
So I'm a paramedic. And so I'm always applying to fire departments to try to get out of just menial paramedic work and do real fire department stuff.
Right.
And they commonly always want to ask their core values. Like, hey, what are our core values? Tell us about us. And so I'm using the AI to research these fire departments, and it gives me the core values for Burbank Fire Department, and I memorize them. And then at one point, like, I didn't have my list in front of me, so I was like, well, I better Google them again. Because I went from ChatGPT to Google, and Google gave me different core values, and I'm like, what the freaking heck? So I end up, okay, now I got to do a real project to figure out what the truth is.
Right.
Go to the actual Burbank Fire Department website and read it myself. Like, okay, here it is. Found it.
Now which one was closer? Right. Was it the AI or was it the Google?
Google was the closest.
Yep. Always is.
Yep.
And then ChatGPT just literally made stuff up.
Yep.
And so I went back to ChatGPT and I said, why did you do this to me? And it said, well, I didn't understand that you wanted the core values of that exact fire department. I thought you just meant core values of fire departments in general. I'm like, you got to be kidding me.
K-Rock, hello.
So one time I was trying to get a keto recipe for banana bread, and I just tried giving it the ingredients that I had available. You know, like Splenda, old bananas, and, almond flour.
Right.
I followed it to the T, and actually I got I food poisoned myself.
Oh, my God, dude.
So I was out of cream for like 2 days.
Oh.
That is so rough. That is so much worse than the rest of us. K-Rock, hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, so, thank you. AI lied to you.
Oh, my gosh. I am totally AI screwed. So I work in finance.
Okay.
And this is like the blonde leading the blonde into AI. So my daughter, she was taking this college class, and she goes, there's some questions here in finance that, Mom, I just, like, don't know. And I'm like, oh, it's got to be easy. Just ask AI. You'll be fine. Well, no. It was so wrong. It was so bad that she failed the final.
Oh, no.
I have to pay for her to take the class again. So I don't know if it's because she was blonde or if AI just screwed her, but actually answers were so off base. The professor was like, seriously, where did you get this information from?
Oh, yeah. No.
It is crazy how wrong it can be, for sure.
I know. And we use it every day at work.
Yep.
Like, every day.
Yep. All right, AI Lies, 800-520-1067 is the phone number.
And for the best call or text, we got a pair of three-day passes for you to go to Ohana Fest.
We are taking your phone calls on AI Lied to You.
818 said, I fell from a forklift and my leg was wrecked. With no medical, I used AI to see how I could fix it myself.
Oh, no.
And it said to wrap it with something solid and keep it straight. So I used phone books and duct tape. My leg still hurts at random times, especially when it's cold.
That's all he did?
That's all he did.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
We are taking your phone calls and texts on AI Lied to You.
949 said, AI lied to me about my son's funeral. I asked ChatGPT for some funeral-appropriate Bible verses for my son's eulogy 3 years ago. After the service, the pastor came up to me and informed me that my psalm was wrong. Oh, my God. Oh, no.
Taking your phone calls on AI Lied to You.
So I was cleaning a coffee pot one day that had been sitting for a while and asking AI the proper way to clean it out. And it said do a vinegar water solution. So I went through a few steps of that and then asked a follow-up question, said, well, you know, now that I've done the vinegar water solution, and it said, don't use vinegar.
Oh, my God.
And I said, and so you told me to, and I said, well, I shouldn't have done that. Sorry. So luckily the coffee pot still works, but it's funny nonetheless.
Yeah, and it goes, whoops.
Wow.
Oops.
Hey, my bad. Sorry. Yes. K-Rock, hello.
I asked ChatGPT what was the best buffet in Laughlin this summer.
The best buffet in Laughlin?
Yeah, and they told me the Colorado Bell.
Which is in Colorado.
No, it's in Laughlin, but it's been closed for at least 10 years.
Oh, my God.
It's abandoned.
It's so dumb.
Well, I do think that's part of the problem is it checks its memory first.
Right.
And doesn't go online if it thinks it has an answer. So it found that Colorado place, even though it doesn't exist anymore, it didn't do any further search.
Yeah, it probably was good.
10 years ago,
sure,
yeah.
It was, yeah.
K-Rock, AI lied to you.
So I typed in K-Rock Studios address to get to the
In-N-Out Burger sound space.
Yeah. And it took me all the way to the ocean. Wilshire. So I got off on Wilshire, and you guys are off of Wilshire Boulevard.
Yeah, agreed.
So I'm on Wilshire and Ocean right by the ocean.
Oh, my God.
And I'm freaking out, you know. So I pull over, I type in, I see the address, and I retype it in, and it said you're 1 hour and 5 minutes away.
Excellent. Oh. We'll ask Almost Monday if they can come back. K-Rock, hello.
So I had some people come over at my house. I mean, my lady was out of town. You know, obviously she doesn't want me to have people over.
Right.
She thought she heard a little cough in the background. She asked me to take a photo of the room. So, you know, I sent a photo that's obviously full of people, you know. So I sent it to AI to kind of remove everybody. So, so I sent her the photo, and she's like, who's f***ing foot is that? So I go back to the photo, and I guess it's like, AI doesn't do everything perfectly.
No,
so,
no,
like,
it does not.
Like a there's like a random floating foot right there just in the photo.
I like how much you tried to get away with it.
Yeah, I mean, I got caught right away, so yeah, I got in trouble.
I also like that she trusted you enough to double check and make you send a picture.
She knew. So this is Marcel.
Marcel.
Hello.
Hey, congratulations, my friend. You are our winner.
Yay. Thank you.
Yeah, Marcel, you're going to go to the Ohana Fest September 25th through 27th and see Pearl Jam, Bad Religion, Fontaines D.C., and lots of awesome bands.
Yes, thank you. I appreciate you guys.
You bet. Thank you for calling. We're going to do What's Your Story again tomorrow at 4:30 like we do every day.
And it'll be another chance for you to win your 3-day passes to the Ohana Fest.